गोविंद लीलामृत बैठ बैठे ऊपर बैठे इन गोविंद लीलामृत द पास्ट टेंस ऑफ क्रिश्चियन राधिका हैज बीन गिवन फॉर सूर्यकुंड दैट राधिका यूज्ड टू कम टू विथ हिज अष्ट सखियाँ रुक्मिणी एंड ऑल अदर एट फर्स्ट ही यूज्ड टू कम टू कुसुम सरोवर वेटिंग फॉर कृष्ण देयर बिकॉज दिस इज सॉलिटरी प्लेस देयर आर टू बैचेस वन ऑफ चंद्रावली एंड अदर ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका दे ईच वांट्स टू मीट कृष्ण सो पद्मा Sabja and all others wanted them to take Krishna to Gaurikund. Gaurikund is near to Anor village. And they wanted, Lalita Vishakha wanted to take Krishna to this place. So here was Surya Mandir at the time of Krishna in so solitary place here. So Krishna when come to with cows in Govardhan in any way sitting boys, cowherds there. He tells anything that I am just coming. And by allowed his Jogmaya to forget that Krishna is not here. And in a moment he returns by Jogmaya. All the cow, अरे आइए ना सुनिए वो क्या कर रहा है उसे क्या होगा आओ इधर तो कृष्ण लिविंग द बॉयज एंड बलदेव प्रभु ऑल अदर ओनली टेकिंग समटाइम्स टू सबल एंड विथ मधुमंगल ही कम्स टू कुसुम सरोवर Here, Srimati Radha used to gather flowers from creeper, berries and leaves. And there was quarrel with Srimati Radhika and Krishna here at Kusum Sarovar. They played gambling, no, when Pasha. And so many vilas is there. There they stole anyhow Bansi from Krishna. And Krishna was very anxious. And he took a mediator like Kundalata there. They were playing at the same time. Any soup or sari bird or any duty came and told that Jatla has come from Javat and searching Srimati Radhika. Radhika has told her that I am going for Surya Puja there. But yet she is not here, she is searching. So at once they left that old villas. And Srimati Radhika came to Radhakund with all her friends, gopis. And she took bath there and came to this place. Here, Jatla told, why so late? She told that I was bathing in that kundu. And so we were playing there with Sakhis, so it became late. Where is Kundalata? Because he has faith on Kundalata, not on this. So he told you, where is Kundalata? Lalita and Vishaka told that she is searching a Purohit. Purohit, you know, priest. We will make worship her to Janaran here. In the meantime, Kundalata, with two Brahman boys, came there. Actually, they were Krishna and Madhvanta. Krishna was in a shape of Brahman boy, was chhatra, you know, a student, having some books here and wearing sandals, wooden sandals, and thread, sacred thread here, from choti here, and tilak, appearing so beautiful, choti. So, when Jatla saw, she became so faithful to the Brahman boy, but so beautiful and so prabhavashali. Prabhavashali means influential boy. She by herself did pranam to two boys. She asked Kundalata, why you become so late? She told that I was searching, but I was finding no priest here. By chance, a student of Gargacharya met me at that Kusum Sarovar. I told them that you should make puja for the daughter-in-law of Jatila at Sivjukunda. But they were not ready to go. They were telling, we don't do Purohit Kali because it is a very lower grade thing. So Purohit, to do the work of a Purohit is certainly not a good thing. But yet, I requested so much to this. They are a student of Gargacharya, and Garg lives in Mathura. He was going to the daughter of Gargacharya, that is Gargi. And Gargi has given the mantran, invitation, that Krishna will take Mahaprasadam there. So he was going. Our request he has honored and has brought him. Anyhow, I have prayed him and he has come. And he has told that he will not take any dakshina. So he has come. He told that you should pray that he should work for you and for your daughter. Then doing pranam, he told, asked Krishna, pray that you are a very good boy and very good for you, and you are disciple of Gargacharya. I request you that you should make perform worship for my daughter in law, Surjadev, because she is devotee of Surjadev. And it is for that his husband should have so great life, long life, and he should be master of koti-koti of, and so much wealth. So for this reason, he always used to worship Krishna. Krishna told that, I know everything, but I don't worship anyone besides Vishnu Tattva. I am Vaishnava, so I can worship only Vishnu Tattva. But yet I see that you are so much Shraddha, so and thirsty, right? She's faithful too. And you are so much soft. So, I will do it. But the thing is that I don't like to see any woman's face and I cannot touch even. So I will do only by kush. Kush, you know?
Yes,
so by kush I will touch or she will touch me. By bodily, no touching will be. And I will take nothing in dakshina. So you should remember this. What you will say, I am just ready. Begin your speech with that. Here then, Krishna gave her Achaman path. Path there. Achaman. Then, Om Vishnave Namaha. Om Keshavaya Namah. Narayanaya Namah. Madhavaya Namah. And after that, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. From this butter of this kunda. This is Sri Kunda. So, she came to this place and the Krishna began to worship. He told that there should be Atma Siddhi at first. Atma Siddhi, you know? Before doing any action, we will have to do that. Who am I? Who is Gurudev and who is our Aradhyadev? At first we should have to think ourselves. So beautiful gopi, so beautiful gopi boy, our father and mother and we'll have to remember our Gurudev. There is a dhyan in Archan Paddhati of Gurudev also. So Sukla Vastra, Deis Tilak, Kanthi Mala, so beautiful face, are in gopi face. Smaret Gurudevam, Krishna Bama Deshi as a gopi. No? So here, Krishna is giving his reading mantra and telling Srimati Radhika, you should also follow it. You are at first he asked Jatila, what is the name of your daughter Isla? She told that Srimati Radhika. Oh, she is Prada. So very, very patibrata. Just wife. Oh, I have heard the name, but I have not seen her. You are the mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika. I know some Jyotish Vidya also. I know this astrology and all these things also. Then he began to mantra or Achaman. Om Suryaya Namah. Idam Achamaniyam Om Mitraya Namah. Not Suryaya. The name of sun is Mitra also. Here, two meanings. Understanding two meanings? Om Suryaya Namah. Om Suryaya Namah. No. Om Mitraya Namah. Here, Prendaya Namah. So Radhika is laughing in his mind, in her mind. She told that, Idam Achmaniyam Om Mitraya Namah. Oh, Friendaya Namah. That is Krishnaya Namah. Then, Idam Arghaya Om Mitraya Namaha. She's giving water and Durvaghar, you know, Durvaghar and jaw. Jaw means?
One type of seed. Just like
jaw. Mixing them, it becomes Argha. So, Idam Argham Om Mitraya Namaha. Here, Srimati Radhika giving her love and telling that this arg, from this arg, Om Mitraya Namaha. And by Mitraya, he does everything, not to Krishna, not to son, only to Krishna. When he is reading so many mantras and so beautifully pronunciation. Idam Pushpam Samalyam Om Mitraya Namaha for long life of her husband, for so many cows and so many wealth and cities. It has also some other meanings here. So he did. She became very, very much pleased that Jatila. And he gave two rings to Krishna. But Krishna told that I have told you that I will not take Dakshina. When my guru will hear, he will be so much offended. So I will not take. She told that I have offered, how can I take return? Madhumangal told that anyhow, Krishna, you should take and give me. I am Brahmin. So she asked Jatila and took and bended in her cloth. Krishna said that, told that, I have told you that I know
astrology
also, but I don't disclose anything. But she requested Kundalata to Jatila, you should pray this Brahmin to see the hands of your daughter in law. Krishna so tell that I have not seen any hands of any wife. How can I see? But if you are requesting, I will see from a distance. And told that Kundalata or Jatila can take the hands of Srimati Radhika. And I will, from distance, I will see. When Srimati Radhika began to show her hands, she became trembling and all hair became. Krishna also saw that hand and became light friend. But anyhow he stepped and told that, so what is the name of her husband? See, Jatila told that Abhimanyu. Then he thought something, reading the hand, and told that, oh, something is wrong in this. So beautiful hand. But it seems that his husband has so very few days life. And only he is surviving by the worship that does to son. And by this worship, her husband is alive. If he will do not do the worship of son here, he may die in 2 or 3 days. So he should continue this, and you should not shake her and give any disturbance in this worship. If he will allow her to worship here. Often. Then so many cows will come, so wolves will come, and he will have a very long life. Then she gave again the mudrika of Srimadhi Radhika. Yet she did not say. Again, laddu and something took that boy, Madhumangal. Then they asked Krishna that you should come to Javat and take food, malpua, puri and all these things. All is ready there. Krishna told that I only take prasadam in a Brahmin house. And that Brahmin must be Vaishnava. Otherwise in Gop house I don't take anything. And now I have some vrata, you know?
No.
Fasting and so I will not take anything from you. She has so much faith because he is not taking anything. If a man does not take anything, the other person has so much faith upon him. So he can very fast. She prayed Krishna that I pray you one if you are not taking anything. I pray that when I will send any person to you, you should come. Whether I may, maybe there or not maybe, whether I will be absent or present, you should make worship to my sister-in-law, Mati Radhika. I request you. Krishna told that it is very absurd for me to come. By chance I have today come here. I cannot come daily. So if by chance I will have any occasion, then I may come and complete this day. But I have received my dakshina that you have given heart to me and she should also give heart to me, Srimati Radhika. She told her sister-in-law that you should give your heart.
Daughter-in-law.
You should give your heart to this priest. She became very loved. Became to love. And Sakhis are also very much pleasant. After that, Krishna told that priest told, I have to go to Gargi for taking, and it is being late, so late. If I will not go, they will not take anything. So they are hungry, so I should go. So taking, because it was third prahar, aparanna, and boys are waiting for Krishna, cows are waiting for Krishna. He was very hurry, and he went with Madhumangal there, and Srimati Radhika returned to Javat with her mother-in-law and all the gopis, but always remembering and feeling separation with Krishna. When Krishna came to Kusum Sarovar and near Govardhan, all cows and all friends were waiting for Krishna so much. So they came and at once embraced to Krishna. Who will touch first Krishna? Then Krishna, all boys are telling that we are hungry and we have something, so you should also join and we will sit and take something. We were not taking anything for you, so you have come and let us take. All sat down in the midst of Krishna, sat down there. And everyone knowing that Krishna is before me and very in front of me, and side by side he is. At that time, Baldev told Madhumangal. Madhumangal was silent. He was not telling or asking and doing nothing. And he took that potli of laddu here and sat on that and very grave. Baldev told the oh Brahmin, why you are so grave? And what is under your ear? He told that tumko kya jarurat hai? What need you have? Don't disturb me. And he has took a lathiya there and ready. Then Baldev thought that anything he has, and that two anguthi rings he has bended in his
tied in his
foot. So he also make it here. That Baldev Prabhu took that laddu and that also
ring.
He began to cry and giving abhishap. Abhishap, you know?
Curse.
So, I am now going to concert and I will tell that there are dacoits and they are very bad in terms with me. And then I will go to Nandamara and Yasoda, I will tell them all things. And he began to weep. Then Krishna went and kya santana diya, consoled him. That I'm just bringing your all things, don't cry. So Baldev took that finger,
ring,
and kept it. And afterward he gave it to Srimati Radhika, sent by Lalita and Vishakha. And all boys making scene by Madhumangal, they took the laddus and began to give all others and also to Brahmin Balak also. But he was so furious at that. He did not take anything. And same, they took all laddus and like this, clapping, and he was crying and weeping. And at last Krishna, this is the first time of here, we should do pranam here. And the sun worship of Srimati Radhika and the worship of Durga of Chandravali are only means to meet Krishna, not actually doing worship of sun or Durga or anyone. But the ignorant person don't understand all this. They worship sun, they worship Durga. Even some Brajavasis also go to Durga. Worship only Srimati Radhika, more than Krishna also. Everywhere Radhe, 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 not Krishna, Krishna. Anyhow, they are prelimin for us. This Bhumi is so sacred, and having the past tense of Krishna, we should bow down to this and have dust on feet and eyes and heart, and we should know. Radha Kund and go down to Radha Kund and take water and then go to our place. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Ab chala jai.
Radhika used to see her father worship the sun god, who was a great incumbent. And so she used to come to Santanapati.
Santanapati.
Is it the same as that?
Santanapati is there in the way from Mathura to Govardhan. is the father of Kesam Pitama and husband of Ganga. After his, in his old days, he left everything and came to Braj and worked with Radha Krishna at some time.
But Radharani's father used to worship the sun there.
Far outwardly. But son of sun, Vishwanath, mother of Mathira. Koti koti suns can come from the gust of the smells of the Mathira. But our friend, he was rich of hand. Only this person was the person.
Sajate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasthide Namah. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु